I may the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I've spent all morning just hanging out with the Lord. You know, sometimes for me, prayer looks like me not talking a lot. And so when those days happen, sometimes their prayer gets broken up into two parts. Later today, there'll be time for intercession and petition on my behalf. But sometimes I'm just with the Lord and learning, hearing. Especially thrills me when I think about how the Holy Spirit's promise that his role in me, he's busy in me, leading into all the truth. And every time you discover something new about the one who's the truth, you have a breakthrough. You come go from one place of glory to the next. And so that scripture that Bracken read was part of it. It's amazing scripture when you think about it. Jesus talks about the fact, and several times in that chapter, he talks about these ones that you've given to me. But then he first says, you know, they belong to you first, Father, and then you gave them to me. So cool. But I'm not going to talk about it. Because when I was up there and Brack was reading, the Lord spoke to me. He wanted me to share something else. So we'll save that for next week because I won't be here the rest of this week. I'll be in Primate's Council. I've mentioned this recently, so let me just repeat it so you get a context. This will probably should be a short word. And that is, one of the things the Lord spoke to me, Holy Spirit spoke to me in the last couple of weeks, just a reminder to me. He said, Chuck, you know that obedience doesn't earn favor with the Father. Because a lot of Christians live that way, that if they'll be obedient, that they're earning favor that they don't have, and they want to have favor. So let's just say the favor to see people who get healed at a higher rate. And so we think that that have that favor on us, and therefore we need to do what we need to do to get that favor. Let me read the scripture to you from Ephesians. If I can find it. Paul said this, for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, which was given to me for you. I love that because Paul didn't say that he got more grace. If you're in Christ, you have all the grace you can get. We quoted this verse all the time, but Ephesians 1:3 says, for you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Well, that's a lot. That's every. That's grace. And you can't get more. But Paul talks about stewarding grace. And so because you're in Christ and you've been included into his life, you've also, therefore, have been included into the favor he has with the Father. Jesus said, everything that the Father has is mine. And so you're a co-heir with Christ. And so his inheritance is your inheritance, and his inheritance is all the favor of the Father's on him. You've been grafted into his sonship. And so you can't get more favor. The favor for the sick to get healed, the favor of God's peace in your life, the favor of being set free from the reign of sin, on and on and on, anything you can only imagine. All the promises of God are yes in Christ. He's already said yes to you about all of them. But what he was saying to me was that, but obedience is an adjustment. It's like holy chiropractor, that you make an adjustment, and that adjustment postures you to steward more favor, not get more favor. And there's a difference. There's an emotional, mental difference. I'm not trying to get something I don't have, but I'm wanting to be postured so that I can see God move in my life in all the favor that he's already poured out on my life because of I'm in Christ. I want to see that manifest. And so last night, I was talking to those, there's a few people who are intercessors, my intercessors, and we were having an 8 o'clock Zoom meeting because a couple of them had had some sickness and we couldn't meet at our regular time. One way to keep me from yakking too much is to have an 8 o'clock Zoom meeting, because then I'm like, this is our time limit here. I was asking some things about praying for me, and the thing that came to me was a place from the Beatitudes. It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And I believe that really sort of sums up what God's been trying to say to me, is that obedience doesn't earn favor, but obedience postures you to steward more favor. And so the thing that I'm praying for is that my heart would be pure. In other words, I want to be in any area of my life where I'm 99% obedient. You know, I want to be as obedient as the Holy Spirit shows me. I don't want to be halfway. I mean, rarely are people 99%. They're like 50% or 75%. They hang on to some stuff. I want my heart to be pure towards Him. I want my obedience to be pure, not just half-hearted or whatever. And because I want to see God. I don't mean I want to see Him. I want to see His manifestation. I want God's footprints to be all over my life. You know? People talk about carbon footprints. I want heaven footprints all over my life. And because, again, a pure heart doesn't earn favor. It just postures you to see more favor manifest. This is, now I can go back to John 17. There's something else I wanted to show you, like the by the way, and we will talk about this a lot next week, but when he said, they were yours, Father, but you gave them to me. The Father gave humanity to Christ. His incarnation was God saying, I've now given humanity to Christ so that Jesus can bring them into redemption, can bring them out of their brokenness. But this is a scripture that's like, describes what surrender looks like, Jesus and his humanity. Verse 10 of chapter 17. And all things that are mine, Father, are yours, and yours are mine. I said, that's what a great description. And then he goes on later, he says, for their sakes, for our sake, I sanctified myself. I set myself aside, apart. Not aside, but apart. That they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. In other words, I've lived before them a pure heart. One who can truly say, everything that's mine is yours. And therefore, I was able to manifest everything that's his being mine. See, because you're in Christ, everything that is yours. But only to the degree that everything that's yours is his, will you be able to steward the favor that's on your life. Everything that's his is mine. That's favor. It's all on you. All of his favor. But only to the degree I can say everything that's mine is yours, will I steward that favor. And so that's just the word. I mean, Jesus was our example. He sanctified himself in his humanity, lived a set-apart life, totally yielded, so that he could, for our sake. So we would see a model of this. Jesus even says to us, we've talked about this before, take every thought captive to his obedience. Don't try to figure out how obedient you're supposed to be. How obedient is Christ? Take your thoughts captive to his obedience. That's what he meant by, I sanctify myself that they may also. So just encourage you, I think we're in a time where God said we're in a time of seeing the kingdom of heaven within us, but also I think it's a time of seeing a full manifestation or a fuller manifestation of his favor that's already on you. So it's real simple, but for that to happen, I think he says, blessed are the pure in heart. Not the perfect in heart, not the perfect walk, but blessed are the pure in heart, you know? And that's exciting to me. That doesn't sound restrictive to me or a hard word to me or a word of limitation. It's like, oh my gosh, thank you, Lord. I want to see you. And the kingdom of heaven within you is just much more vivid and dialed up when your heart's pure, when you're radically desiring obedience in your inner man. It just gets dialed up. This whole living in the heavenly places from Christ is amazing. Okay? Alrighty. That was word B, but it was his word for us today. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.